Good afternoon and welcome to the Wednesday, October 24th edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. This is the Investigative Journal. You're listening to LibertyRadioLive.com. My guest today is Tony Alamo, Pastor Tony Alamo of Alamo Ministries. And he was one of the first people back in the 60s to start pinning the tail on the Vatican. And that means saying how corrupt that organization really is, how they've infiltrated our churches, how they've infiltrated our government, and he's got quite a story to tell. So we'll be back with Tony just shortly here. But I did want to mention about my guest Chris Strunk yesterday. Chris Strunk from New York, who has researched for years. He has a legal background and has a couple cases that are very interesting that he cited yesterday against Catholic Charities and the Jesuits. But mainly we talked the last part of the show about finally getting a Freedom of Information request to get the Lincoln documents that categorically show the Vatican was behind his assassination. And these documents are now available. Nobody's gotten them yet, so we're putting together the outline, and we're going to do that because I think once we get this information out into the open, I doubt very much that any American that looks at it will have any doubt what they've done throughout the course of our history in our country. And if they could kill Abe Lincoln and John F. Kennedy, they can do just about anything. And I think these Freedom of Information documents, we're putting together the outline now, will categorically show how these documents were suppressed for over 100 years and for what reason. None of the people that killed Lincoln are alive except an institution, and that is the Jesuit Order and the Vatican. So why were they put away for 100 years? To protect that institution. And so we're going to try to get that and report on that as we go along. I did want to mention this before I get to Tony. Regarding the Jesuits and the Vatican, listen to what Mr. Alfred Grosser says. He's a professor at the Institute, or was a professor at the Institute of Political Studies at Paris, at Paris University. He says this. He says, there's a very concise book by Gunter Lewy, The Catholic Church and Nazi Germany, and that's New York, McGraw-Hill, 1964. I don't know if you can get that anywhere, but we'll try to find it. And it says that all the documents agree to show the Catholic Church cooperating with the Hitler regime. In July 1933, when the Concordat forced the bishops to swear on oath of allegiance to the Nazi government, the concentration camps were already open. The reading of quotations compiled by Gunther Lewy proves this overwhelmingly. We find in them some crushing evidence from personalities such as Cardinal Fallbearer and the Jesuit Gustav Gundlach. And you know what, folks? Only empty words and only people who are going to look to cover for these people, the Jesuit Order and the Vatican, are really the only response you get to oppose this stack of evidence which proves the culpability of the Vatican and the Jesuits. Their help was the main force behind the lightning rise of Hitler, who together with Mussolini and Franco, who in spite of appearances were but war pawns, manipulated by the Vatican and the Jesuits. And that's a little bit of a paraphrasing quotation from Edmund Paris's book, The Secret History of the Jesuits, a very detailed account of the Jesuit order starting from the founding of the order in 1534, I believe, and Ignatius Loyola. It's a good read, so make sure you get that book. But along with all the stacks of evidence that we've compiled on this show, almost in a kind of a manner of a law case over the years, and I've tried to do it that way by presenting evidence from all types of witnesses, from researchers, from doctors, from lawyers, from theologians, from former Jesuits, from priests who have defected from the Catholic Church, from pastors like Tony Alamo, who will be with me shortly, who have butted heads with the Vatican for over 30 to 40 years, from even mafia people like Tony Gambino has been on my show a couple times, and he just got out of jail 20 years for racketeering, and he wanted to come on and set the record straight about how he used the Gambino family used to pay off Cardinal Spellman and the church every month. And he said this, it's still going on today, and the government and the Catholic Church and the Vatican they benefit more from the drug trade than the mafia bosses themselves. So pick a, you know, pick who you want. If you don't believe researchers and you have a tendency to like The Sopranos on TV, listen to Tony Gambino. If you're a religious-minded person and you take the Bible seriously, listen to Tony Alamo, because he's going to tell you something. And let me just introduce him this way. I'm going to read something by Father Alberto Rivera. And Tony Alamo knows him well, because he had talked to him prior to being prior to Father Alberto Rivera, a former Jesuit priest, being poisoned to death by the Jesuits. Now, about a week ago, I had on his wife, Nuri Rivera, and she's going to be back next week. And she's got a new video out, new information, and she told you categorically her husband was killed by them. She also said that she was bribed with $1 million that she refused. If she signed a document saying that Father Alberto Rivera was insane and delusional, they then came to her after she refused that and said they'll take care of her and her young son, Alberto Jr., for the rest of their life, this is the Vatican speaking, if she tells them where his bones are buried. Now, what do you think they wanted his bones for? Well, they take him back to the Vatican and they do their satanic worshiping against some of their detractors. I think they feel powerful when they do that. But anyway, when Dr. Rivera said that he wrote an introduction to Paris's book, and I want to read part of it because it's going to tell you what Pastor Alamo's been fighting for years. And what he's going to try to tell you is how Protestantism, how many, many evangelicals, how the Catholic Church have manipulated the Bible, how they've manipulated our government. And here's what Dr. Father Alberto Rivera said before he was poisoned to death by the Jesuits. He said this: "The most dangerous of men are those who appear very religious, especially when they are organized in a position of authority. They have the deep respect of the people who are ignorant of their ungodly push for power behind the scenes. These religious men," and he's referring to the Jesuits, "who pretend to love God, will resort to murder, incite revolution and wars if necessary to help their cause. They are crafty, intelligent, smooth religious politicians who live in a shadowy world of secrets, intrigue, and phony holiness. This pattern, seen in The Secret History of the Jesuits, the book I'm recommending for you today by Edmund Paris, spiritually speaking, can be seen in the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees at the time of Jesus Christ. The same evil spirit directed the Roman emperors to issue the 10 murderous decrees to persecute the early Christian church." And it goes on, and he says, "By the time of Ignatius Loyola arrived on the scene in the 1500s, the Protestant Reformation had seriously damaged the Roman Catholic system. Ignatius de Loyola came to the conclusion that the only way his church could survive was by enforcing the canons and doctrines on a temporal power of the Pope and the Roman Catholic institution, not by just destroying the physical life of the people alone, as the Dominican priests were doing through the Inquisition, but by infiltration and penetration into every sector of life. Protestantism must be compared and used for the benefit of the popes. That was Ignatius de Loyola's personal proposal, among others, to Pope Paul III. Jesuits immediately went to work secretly, infiltrating all the Protestant groups, including the families, places of work, hospitals, schools, colleges, etc. Today, the Jesuits have almost completed that mission." And with that, Pastor Alamo, how are you today?
Oh, good. How are you, Greg?
That's a scary thought, that the Jesuits have finally almost completed their mission. But if you look at their enormous power, what they're doing to this country behind the scenes deceptively, it is something where every American needs to stand up and to expose these people. What's your thoughts?
Oh, yes. Like I say, we've been doing that now for 43 years, and finally, I came to the realization because I was given some very strong divine guidance from the Lord that the way to defeat them is to pray. I just prayed the people in Los Angeles, the Jesuits there, were doing everything. They've infiltrated themselves into the building and safety commissioner and all the different offices, the mayor office. He's Mexican, and he's Catholic. And all these offices, and so I've told them, the Lord told me to tell them that to lay off, or there's going to be problems from him. God's going to pour out his wrath. And you can see the fires. I've been telling this. I've got it documented on tapes where I'm telling them for the last 2 weeks to lay off, back off, because God will destroy them. And right at our property on Sierra Highway in Saugus, Newhall, Valencia area, the fire burned 25 houses down right around us, and we weren't either. We didn't get any smoke damage or a singe at all. The fire went completely around us. And you'd think people would be able... This has happened so many times on earthquakes and twisters and all kinds of things. You know, right now they call these Jesuit priests and Jesuit... all these different Jesuit workers. Alberto Rivera and I were very close. I let him preach at my churches. He lived in our house with his wife for a couple of weeks at one time, and Alberto himself for about a month, and I knew Alberto Jr. when he was just a little guy. He was only about 2 feet tall, and it is just amazing the things that he knew about the Vatican, and it turned him off real bad, and that's how and why he started seeking the Lord and was converted, and it is true that they poisoned him, and they're doing the same thing with people that want to come to our church. They just raided Buster White's or Leslie Buster White's furniture store. He has a big 100,000 square foot furniture store in the Texarkana area, and a bunch of feds came in and told him they took money out of his safe, close to $200,000, and they took about one-third to two-thirds of his merchandise, and because he goes to my church. And then they, one of the guys in plain clothes called him aside in the back room and told him, if you'll just stop going to Tony's church and agree with some of the things we're saying about him, all this will go away. And Buster said, never happened. And so they've indicted him on receiving merchandise. He orders things by the Internet and places that sell distressed merchandise or closeouts. And he ordered them, and then they're trying to make it look like he's buying bootleg merchandise and that he's the only one doing it. Well, people all over the country are buying that sort of stuff and then reselling it. And so, yeah, they told him that now they got the IRS on him and everything. All these agencies are Jesuits, and they're just doing everything. But I'm warning the people of the world and all you Jesuits out there, that back off, because God will start taking you, your lives, or your loved ones' lives, or people that are very closely connected to you business-wise, and you're going to go down. See, you think you're powerful, but God is the one that created you, your little bodies, out of the dirt of the ground and blew a little puff of breath inside of you into your nose, and that's the only thing that's keeping you from standing before the judgment bar of God. And God's going to kill you, people. It's all throughout the Bible. God snuffed the lives of all the people on the earth at one time when he drowned the entire world. And then the homosexuals, the adulterers and fornicators, he snuffed them at Sodom and the other four cities on the plains. And he doesn't like sin. He hates it. That's why he came to the world. He didn't want people to sin anymore, to do away with sin, and to give people an opportunity to accept him. But if you reject him, something terrible is going to happen. Either you're going to catch some wretched disease, sickness, infirmity, or either the fire is going to get you, or an earthquake, or a tsunami, a disease. He'll take your loved ones. He's going to bring you down to your knees, and if you won't be brought down to your knees, what the Lord is going to do is just kill you and take you out into eternity. Now, it's happening all over the place. I mean, people that were our enemies in the Arkansas area here, the Lord just took out 14 of them in the last 2 weeks. Huh. And he smote them with cancer. One of them that calls himself a pastor of a supposed to be Pentecostal church. We're Pentecostal. But what happened was he died twice in his pulpit. They revived him, took him to the hospital. He died three more times, and now he can't hardly walk. Another one had a stroke. Another one's got cancer. And there's several of them that have cancer and cirrhosis of the liver and are not expected to live. And so people can't mess around with God. So that's why I'm so relaxed, because I know I've got the greatest bodyguard in the world. People keep accusing me of having bodyguards. I've never had one, with the exception of the universe's great bodyguard, and that's the Lord. And the Lord has destroyed so many people because they keep attacking us, and all I do is pray to the Lord, rebuke him, Father, in the name of Jesus, and he does it, and they're not around anymore. And so I know all the different things about the Vatican. I mean, I've been studying it, and I've been around Jack Chick and Alberto and many other people. I even have an insider at the Vatican that keeps me posted. And it's just amazing how a lot of the congressmen and senators that I know, they let me know what's going on in the government, and a lot of them have resigned because they don't believe in the methods that the Vatican is using. It's called it the Vaticanite government, but it's really international government. It's there's no longer our country, one nation under God. We've now given ourselves over to the international Roman Catholic demons. And we're paying the price for it. Here is New Orleans being flooded again. All these satanic things that would not be, they're not really satanic. They're from the Lord, but God is putting misery on them, whipping misery on them because of the way they are. They won't repent. And
you know,
with all the findings, I mean, I know it's so fast. Avril Manhattan was a very good friend of mine. He sent a wire to me saying, bravo. He's written many books about the Vatican and told me that he sent me a wire saying, bravo, when I wrote Pope Secrets and Fugitive Pope. I think he died now, but I have the wire that he sent me. I'm very proud of it because Avril Manhattan was one of my very favorite writers, as Edmund Paris is. And so I know all the things. I've got like a library on the Vatican that is so thick, and they all confirm the very things that you're saying.
And you know what's so interesting? When you compile, what I tried to do starting years ago was to use my law background, in a sense, to start compiling interviews that would put information out to people that presents a case to show you over the centuries how the Vatican is involved in this kind of treachery and overthrowing governments and countries and involved in genocides and bringing it up to date. And they have never had any response to this because they can't respond to facts.
Right.
And what it's led to, Pastor, and what I've noticed in the last couple months, is a lot of this work, I'm seeing people come out of the woodwork now. I'm getting more emails from listeners who go, you know, I've been following this, and I finally see what you're doing, and I've been researching it myself, and do we have to do something? And so I see a lot of people from all over the place. In fact, I had a guy from New York yesterday on my show who started doing this a few years ago, and he says, we've got to get the Freedom of Information documents about Abe Lincoln and how the Vatican killed him. And they're available now because they were hidden for 100 years to protect them. So we're working on that. So what I see is a groundswell of people starting to understand what's happening, and then people also starting to really level some of these alternative media guys who want to blame the Jews all the time. And they're scrambling. They don't know how to answer this, but with basically ad hominem attacks. which you're very familiar of. But I do see a change happening, and slowly, one person by one. It isn't a, you know, it isn't something that, you know, you look out your window and you see millions of people. But it's slow, and I think people can finally see that if they follow follow the path of what, you know, the history that's been hidden from them. And you're really a vital person because you've been doing this for 40 years when people had no idea. Have you seen a change in people recently?
43 years. The thing I like to do is expose them and then tell the people in the world how to fight them, because just to know what's going on and not do something about it, the only thing that we can really do that will be effective is to get a hold of the Lord. It's like the Lord says, those that spill innocent blood, which the Lord will not pardon. When innocent blood is being spilled on the earth, then the country that the innocent blood has been spilled on, the land is cursed, and God actually curses it. I've pulled a lot of scriptures out and been bringing messages on this particular subject for the last few days, where people that become guilty in the blood that they have shed and has defiled themselves and the land that they live in. And the only way that the people's blood will be avenged, where God will take the curse off the land, will be if the people that murder people will be killed. Now, the Bible really doesn't say thou shalt not kill. It says thou shalt do no murder. Now, Shakespeare changed a few words in the King James to thou shalt not kill. But the Lord says that people that have murdered people should be killed, and no exceptions. It doesn't make any difference if they're crazy or not. They kill somebody, the penalty is death. They must die. And that's one of the things. And when the people are not praying to God, God avenge the blood of these innocent people, like these millions of little children that are being aborted. These are not God's laws. These are the laws of the international law, the Vatican. The beast, what the Bible calls, and the false prophet, which is the Vatican, that Satan's seat is Rome, Italy. And right there in the Vatican is where he sits. And then he controls the news media and the world government, the international Roman canon law government. And the way to fight him is just really get saved and then call on the Lord. And the Bible says that they've defiled themselves and they've defiled the lands, because these they sacrifice their children unto idols. And that's why God sent the Jews into Africa, which is Canaan land now, to kill them, because he ordered them to kill, because they were shedding innocent blood. And we're doing more. We're shedding more innocent blood in the world today, and the whole world is condemned and cursed because of what they're doing. So that's the effective way to is to put law back into play. Not Roman canon international law, but the law of God. If we start, you know, there's people that drown their children in bathtubs, and they say they're crazy. God doesn't allow anything for craziness. He says if you murder somebody, they plan to do it, and they have planned parenthood. They plan people's death by aborting them, and they plan all these different, they kill people and they give them life instead of murdering, and therefore the blood that they shed is causing the land, our land and the other lands of the world, to be polluted. And God's pouring out his wrath because the law doesn't do that. So we pray to God, God, destroy them. Put an end to this international Roman canon Jesuit law, because it's obvious that they're the most wicked people that ever lived. But and we know that from all the books that have been written and the experiences that we've gone through at the hand of them. And therefore, we we need to just pray to the one that can do something about it. People say they're so strong, but God is the one that created these little mud pies and blues breath into them, and God is the one that has the more power than in his little finger than they have in all the people in the world have in their whole body, and he can do away with them. He can cause tsunamis, earthquakes, every type of disease, fires and floods, and he's doing it. And people just say, well, it's Mother Nature. There's no such thing as Mother Nature. God brags about doing it in the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible. And there's just so much false doctrine, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and the question I have to you is, these ministers out there like Hagee and others who are preaching supposedly the word of God, but yet on the other hand they're telling their parishioners to support the war in Iraq, what would you say to them? Because there's been over 1 million people killed over there. It's a genocide, and it's going to continue into Iran and Israel and even here on our own land. I can never justify what these ministers are saying, and they're making millions off of this.
Right. There's no justification for it whatsoever. They're either ignorant or they're devils, because the Bible says that our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but spiritual, to the pulling down of every stronghold that Satan has. And so the Bible is very clear on it. Just get saved and pray to God to pull down those strongholds and to use the true word of God. No man of God would say, take up arms and go over there and kill people and blow them up. What Satan is doing through the Vatican and its international government is making everybody in the world hate us and want to bomb us and destroy us. I ask people, what would you do if somebody came over there and because of one man saying he didn't even do anything wrong that I can see, and they bombed a million innocent people and killed them? And they're continuing to do so all the time. The only way to get do that is pray, God, if there's something wrong with these different countries, you do it. Fight for us. Put an end to them. Resist. We ask you, Father God, to resist Satan. Rebuke the devil. Rebuke Satan in all these things. God does it if people are keeping his commandments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, just the idea that these people are, you know, it just shows, you know, getting back to just for a minute here before the break, what Alberto Rivera said, because he did, his job before he was saved was to infiltrate churches. And he said these people have their hands in most everything and doing it deceptively to sway all policy towards anything that will benefit the Pope in Rome and the drug trade and the pedophile movement, everything.
Right. He knew the weakness of a lot of these, and the Vatican knows the weakness of a lot of these phony preachers. So his job was to bring what he called pretty girls into the church, dressed lewdly so they'd commit a fornication and adultery, and then the people in the church would see it, and then they'd close the church down. And
right.
Everybody knows that if you see a pastor going after, he's married, got kids, and going after a couple of harlots, well, nobody wants to go to a church like that unless you are a reprobate yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was what he did, and he finally saw through it and tried to tell the truth, and they killed him. Well, listen, Pastor Lama, we'll be back right after these short messages, back in 3 minutes.